Let's go to Colorado now, where the Department of Transportation has found that wildlife crossings are reducing animal-related car crashes there by, in some spots, up to 90%. Colorado has built more than 30 passages across the state. Some can cost up to $1 million. Mark Lawler is a biologist with the Colorado Department of Transportation, or CDOT. Mark, how do you choose where to put these crossings?
Well, working for the Colorado Department of Transportation, providing safety to the motorist is our priority. And as we look at terrain and locations where we see a lot of wildlife motorist conflict, we look for spots where we have the highest degree of conflict. And those would be the locations where we try to prioritize crossings for the wildlife so that we can build fence and provide a corridor for motorists where they won't encounter wildlife on the roadway.
Yeah. Well, just remind people who maybe don't have as much wildlife where they live. You know, when wildlife meets car, it can be devastating.
It is. Certainly, the big game species we have here in Colorado cause a lot of damage for motorists, to vehicles. They can even cause injury and, of course, in extreme cases, fatalities. About 80% of our wildlife vehicle collisions with big game are from collisions with mule deer. We also are concerned about the collisions with elk. Those seem to be the two that produce the most damage to property and to people.
Well, and now you've got these remote cameras installed at some of these crossings. What are you seeing?
We monitor our structures after they're completed, and we want to make sure that animals are using them. I see a lot of mule deer using them. Mule deer readily find these structures. They're guided by the exclusion fencing, and they use the structures to get below or over the roadways. We also see small mammals. We've seen some predators use these structures, bear and coyotes. So quite a few different species, but we usually build them to target the larger game that really can endanger our motorists.
And you've already explained that you are looking for the routes that the animals take. You're not trying to guide animals to your tunnel. You're trying to build the tunnel where they would naturally go. But how do you keep, is there a concern about keeping humans away from the tunnels if they know they're going to see animals there?
We do try to keep people out of the structures, their pets as well. We want the structures to have a real encouraging odor and have an openness for wildlife, and having people there and their pets can deter some of that utilization. So we try to fence them out. Occasionally we sign these areas requesting that the public doesn't enter these areas because we just want the utilization by wildlife to be maximized so we get the greatest benefit from these structures.
And as we said, they're expensive, but you have a drastic drop in accidents and your animals are safer. How are Coloradans reacting?
We've received lots of positive input on these from both fronts. One, motorists who perhaps have had negative experiences from collision now have portions of roadways where that's not a huge concern. And we also have seen benefit for the animals. Well, we've seen the number of mule deers hit in areas drop dramatically. And we also feel like we're enabling their seasonal movements and their daily movements so that they're able to access those important habitats that are essential for their survival. So really, we've got a positive gain on two fronts, motorist safety and still enabling permeability to the wildlife.
Yeah. That's Mark Lawler of the Colorado Department of Transportation. Mark, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.
My favorite crossings are still the spotted salamander tunnels out in western Massachusetts. It's not as if they cause terrible car accidents, but the tunnels allow them to go under the streets and they don't get squished.